once knew a noble man who had fought in a mighty battle. He came home with scars and stories and 100 head of cattle, which he then sold as chattel to feed his wife and his kids. But in the time since he'd been home, he'd never told them what it was that he did. See, it's a life lived in shadows, that's paid in blood and bones. But that's not the time for this type of story. Not when you're just sitting at home, in the stead where you break bread, where you've made what you've made. Not the time to allow demons to run out of your head. It takes discipline to live this life. Man suffers quite a bit alone. But it's all worth it in the end, when you can bring the feed and food home. You want your stories to be tidy, neat, tucked tied in a bow. The vast oceans all around you are things you don't know. And what you don't know, well, sometimes it can't hurt you, but most times it does. And that's usually what you remember. When you find out death knows just where you was, but decided to let you come home instead. Out there behind you, it's all your friends who are dead. This story is not one to make people smile, to remember things that haven't happened for a long, long, great while. This is a story of tide and woe. This is the way of things in this world that we've made. You do better to dig yourself a hole, for a grave's a better house than the one you've made. In a world of deceit and pain, where it rains down your own blood, why would you want to be underground when you know what's coming is a flood? But don't heed my warning, oh no. You just listen to the wind. For their story's got no middle, no ending, but you feel it begin. And by the time you've turned around, and by the time you realize, there's a man standing before you with a glowing red knife, and you're soon to be known as Jack with the One Eye. All right, so here's the deal. The road stretches ahead of you. You have no idea where it's going to take you. You just get behind the wheel and you start driving. You press your foot down as hard as you can on the gas before you realize you're doing over 100 miles an hour. And this is a short ticket to a long ride in the middle of nowhere. Behind bars, sporting some concrete behind steel. You want the concrete underneath the steel, on the outside. Under the rubber of the tires, where it's meant to be, not surrounding you and becoming your existence. This isn't who we were meant to be. And so you run from a reality ever increasingly at odds with everything you've come to expect. Wakefulness is a nightmare, and only dreams are real anymore.
a terrible thing. When you feel... you feel the slipping away. It's a terrible thing, but... the worst thing... is when someone close... tells you that they can feel you slipping away too. But I don't mean in a mamby-pamby way, like I can't reach across the room and hold your hand anymore. I mean in a way where we both look at the same sky and I see coming doom, and you see passing clouds. I don't want it to be this way. Nobody wants it to be this way. But sometimes it just feels like the world doesn't give you a choice in the matter. Which is unfortunate because it would seem this matrix is nothing but a collection of potentiality. Raw and unharnessed energy floating around to be absorbed. Little ones and zeros, little ones and zeros. Grid works upon grid works within grid works, a tesseract we can't even see. It's like we could feel the force. We know there's something. And that's what's scariest. It's so scary we have to create our own explanations. Now man, if you don't like the explanation me and my friends like, well, one of us has to die. What they say. I wonder when someone says that one of us has to die, if they've really thought through the implication, just from a visionary perspective, just from a concept of you deciding that their show ends and your show continues, where each one of us is a nexus point in a webwork of interconnectedness. At any moment, like a linchpin pulled, spells ruin and destruction for so many so far removed from whatever petty situation you deem important enough to kill over. Understand, I don't blame you. Our entire world is based on such behavior. Power. The struggle for power. Constant and ever evolving. Is all about large groups following small groups of small minds who deem mass murder the only course. The only course. It makes one wonder why. It's an awful lot of blood to be constantly sacrificing, isn't it? One wonders why. Well, that's just a drunk old man talking to no one, isn't it? This is a conversation far too scary for around the dinner table, ain't it? No. I'm just an old man who's seen too many things he's afraid of come true. Don't take my word for it. Make your own tape when you're an old man. leave it behind for someone to find. And just maybe, the story will make sense next time.
If you think making me repeat myself is going to somehow make the story change, or if you just don't want to hear what it is I actually have to say, but again, we changed course based on orders received on the flash ban from company headquarters. Code gold, command eyes only, standard operating procedure, as I know you are aware. Search and rescue would rarely venture into an unregulated area without more concrete proof of life. We sure found something out there, all right.
When you watch it as a little kid, you know, it's a monster movie, it's creepy, but then there's all the weird artificial intelligence stuff, there's the, like, rapey nature of the facehuggers and all that.
Why don't you stick your face in the egg, dude? Is there an egg opening in front of you? Stick your face in there and see what happens.
When I fall asleep at night, I have this irrational fear that something is going to crawl inside and, like, lay eggs inside of me. I'm actually wondering, now that we're talking about this, if this might have been the impetus for that.
You know, Star Wars comes out, and they go, what other movies do we have set in space? Boom, Alien gets green light the next day.
Very similar to just even how our government is in preparation for something where they didn't know exactly what was in store, like specifically the xenomorphs.
Bodily fluids, and it's not just blood, there's a lot of like grease, and there's a lot of sweat. And it wasn't the blood that got me, it was the sheer amount of sweat.
We're on a mission to bring back knowledge of the xenomorph.
The end of all mankind, all wrapped up in a bow, just waiting for us to come along. You're gonna find yourself staring down the barrel of a living, breathing devil in the flesh that bleeds acid and lives to kill us.
So I'm sitting out here in the freezing cold, trying to search my soul, I guess, because that's what this time of year is all about. It's getting cold, we're molting our skin like a cobra, getting ready to hibernate. Cobra Kai, Season 3, January 8th. You know, Dojo 9 will be there. The 9th Dojo. Where are the first 8? We don't know. But it doesn't matter because we're the 9th Dojo. Dojo 9. Covering everything Karate Kid and Cobra Kai. Featuring myself and Live Action Media's Chris Stiles. I am freezing. The small price to pay for smoking. It is what it is. Getting the holidays started. So it's all about deep introspection. It's been a hard year. Living on lockdown. To whatever varying degrees we still are. I mean, we still are. It's still going on. Let's not kid ourselves. But, you know, gotta say it now. For the most part, David Cohn is 90% done with his Christmas shopping. So that's cool. I'm really proud of everybody out there who went out and voted, whichever way you voted. I hope that you caught our Your Voice Matters campaign that I worked on with G. Tom Mack and Jameson Tambor and Tony Silver and a whole bunch of awesome people from Kazmak Productions. Across the board, actors, singers, performers. All kinds of talent, man. What a great project that was. So much fun. So awesome. I hope you guys liked it. We got more of that stuff on the way. That's you know, finding that kind of hope-ish wave to ride. I think that's going to be a good move. So maybe we can all do that. Oh my god. It went from like semi-fall to like now it's winter. I'm sitting out here shivering. Just talking in the mic. Reaching out to the world, man, because that's what we need to do now. It's time for us to You know, I know it's commercial, I know it's controversial, it's conspiracy laden as well, this whole time of year being about spending money on stuff we don't need as a replacement for saying I love you to people. I mean, yeah. Look, man, let's just have some fun. There's so little fun that's just guaranteed left out there, you know? Like, let's restore some magic. Let's find a way to do this, to restore the good. You know, I think that's one of the things Nostalgia Bomb, like Cobra Kai, has sort of instilled, this idea of let's restore the good, man. When you look at the way people bring back something and they do it in such a, I don't know, just like the stars aligned level perfect kind of way. It to me, it feels like if there's got to be a way we could find a way to do that with everything. You know, I mean, there's no reason any other reboots or sequels or trying to do a new take on something that already exists that hasn't run its full course yet and maybe needed to wait 30 years to run its full course. I mean, that is like a phoenix rising from the ashes that we didn't really realize was a funeral pyre. And maybe it wasn't. It definitely wasn't. Not even maybe. It definitely wasn't. The Karate Kid is amazing. There's magic in those movies. And that's what Mr. Styles and I explore in the ongoing seminar of Dojo 9. Starting with Karate Kids, we'll move into all kinds of other martial arts type stuff after that. There'll be a regular Van Damage report going on over there, but you know, tis the season, right? Let's get in the mode. Let's start thinking about some things to be thankful for. All of us who have our health, who are still alive, still okay. Hopefully everyone we know close stays healthy. Everybody stay safe out there. Keep social distancing. Wear the masks. Chill the fuck out. Wear the masks. It's history. We're living in history, man. Sometimes you gotta look at the hard times like that. We're living in history. And some of us are here to tell those who come after about what this was like. And that's gonna take all kinds of shapes and forms, man. Sometimes it's just sitting out in the cold talking to a microphone. Anyway, as Turkey Day approaches, I hope everybody is able to find something to be thankful for. I just watched the show Utopia, and I hate it, because the villain, you know, the villain character has this thing, spoiler alert, where they say, "What have you done today to earn your place in this crowded world?" And it's such a cynical and harsh way of looking at things. But the levels that things have gotten to lately, man, it's hard to not kind of wonder if we're not going to all be forced to ask ourselves that question. It's fortunate we're at a time where we can. So for everybody out there who's putting energy into being positive, into making their way through this, and using the energy to create, you know, my hat's off to you, man. More power to you. Keep it up and show others how to. Be a beacon. Sneakers reference. Be a beacon. Give them help. Goonies never say die, and neither does Cobra Kai. Alright, guys, well, until next time, Internetica, stay strong, folks.
You've been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine.
The New Jersey HorrorCon reputation is exploding. The atmosphere you guys have created. New Jersey HorrorCon was my entree into an actual horror convention.
Love it.
And you guys are doing a great job.
That is amazing. I'm super proud and super inspired to hear that. I mean, that's a testament to the community of cons and, you know, horror and stuff in general.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's Carmen Electra.
Hey, hey,
wow,
hey,
we are all giving high fives to an absolute icon.
This is incredible.
Trailblazer, amazing. You are amazing. Carmen Electra,
absolutely.
Be well.
Safe. Thank you so much.
Love.
Have a good one. Be well.
So
you can't see
happened.
It on radio, but
oh,
she's still
my God.
Got it.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
My wife right
still
there.
Got it.
My wife gets the picture of Carmen Electra.
The wife does it. There you go, wife. Good job, wife. That's a keeper. That wife's a keeper.
Are you having a blast?
I am having a blast. Are you having a blast?
I am. What
this place is awesome, right?
What's your most favorite part of the whole day so far?
When the guy dressed like Gene Simmons from Kiss stopped in front of our booth and we put Strutter on and he did a lip sync to the whole thing.
Guys, if you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and do that.
Yesterday I bumped into Michael Winslow. I got to have this whole experience where Leslie Easterbrook was lost and looking for her autograph table, and I got to take her all around.
It's spooky, actually. I'm going to turn the chair around a little bit
sure.
So I can see you.
Oh, all right.
Keep
all right.
An eye on you. I saw you and I thought, this guy knows everything.
Oh.
Terrific.
Oh, really?
And
oh.
Sound in here with
cool.
You.
Thank
yeah.
You. Thank you. Yeah, it's
really
amazing
clear.
How
it...
Damon Della Greca of Slasher, this awesome app.
I wanted to do something that would really make it for these people who just love to create, who love horror.
Thank you for what you're doing, dude. It's
Thank
great
you.
That you put this together.
Absolutely, man. It's always good to see you.
We're trying to have as much fun, and we want people to have fun with us, and that's why we got guys like you stop by the table, hang out. We got to do the radio thing for a little bit.
He's from Jersey, you know. I'm from the South, so.
And I'm from the Bronx, so.
So we're all still friends. That's good.
So we're all good, yeah. Daniel Frankenstein. I'm representing psychothematicmedia.com. Call ourselves a creative collective.
My name is Gail Bykowitz.
Yeah, I'm Hector De La Rosa. We're partners in crime here. We're doing special effects makeup, and we're also independent filmmakers.
When I ran into them earlier, they were definitely vampire cowboys.
I love Better Off Dead. I love Dylan Heads. And I'm just so glad that you guys remember those films.
Oh my God, those movies. I would go to school and just try and talk like Bill and Ted all day.
Those
like,
triumphant times.
I don't want my $2, man.
Right?
I've walked around wanting those $2 for how many years now?
This is fantastic.
Yes.
But of course,
we need some language lessons.
Like,
oh, yeah.
David Clone from the Hollow Knight Network, and by now you know what it's time for you to do. Let's go on over to NewJerseyHorrorCon.com, get yourself some tickets, and check out this awesome event where we are lifetime sponsors. We will be there from now until infinitum with all these incredible guests that are going to be at the next one, bringing you all the awesome from the show floor right to your digital door, right here at Hollow9.com at the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival.
Did you get it? I hope you got it.
I got it.
That's good. See you soon.